Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations. It was over 22 years ago when God used a scripture passage from Isaiah 22 to open the door and to confirm the door in the Lord's direction in my life in moving from South Carolina to here in Illinois to serve as a CEF state director. It's amazing how fast these 22 years have just flown by. A couple of phrases that stood out to me back then from Isaiah chapter 22 was the often repeated words, the burden of the valley of vision. I almost don't know how to explain it, but it's just like before I became the CEF local director in Columbia, South Carolina, God put a burden and a vision to reach the children in that city. So too, before I was asked to come to Illinois as a state director, the Lord put on my heart a deep burden and a vision to reach the children throughout this state. I remember flying back to Columbia, South Carolina, and receiving a phone call from my CEF USA district director at our headquarters, who asked me the next day what I thought about moving here to Illinois to serve as a state director. I said to him, well, I need to talk to my husband, of course, but I don't think I have a choice because God switched my burden and enlarged my vision to reach the children in the whole state of Illinois. One of the things that has rooted and grounded me here in Illinois all these years, even though I'm not originally from Illinois, but rather from the state of Ohio, is knowing that it isn't me who chose to come here. It was God who brought me here every step of the way. Of all the states in the United States, if I were calling the shots, I don't think that Illinois would exactly be on my top bucket list to move to. But knowing that it is God who called me here anchors me through all the sunny days, the stressful days, and even through the storms. Knowing what God wants us to do as his people and running at it with all of our heart, our passion, our mustard is what this life and serving Jesus is all about. Another key phrase found in Isaiah 22 that God impressed upon me 22 years ago was the scripture verses that speak about open doors. Specifically in verses 20 through 22 in Isaiah 22, it talks about a particular servant of the Lord in the Old Testament whom God had called. It says, "It shall come to pass in that day that I will call my servant, and I will clothe him with the robe and strengthen him with the girdle, and I will commit the government into his hand." Then in verse 22 specifically, it says, "And the key of the house of David I will lay upon his shoulders, so that he shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open." Now, I can't tell you how many times through the years I have turned back to Isaiah chapter 22 and sought comfort in the Lord and in his word in difficult times. When finances were lean or we were short on staff salaries, I remembered that God promised to clothe his servants. When burdens increased and strength was waning, God promised to strengthen his servants. And when opposition came in like a flood and direction and protection for this ministry was needed, I remember that God promised in his word that it is not man but God who opens and shuts doors and is sovereign over this ministry. Recently, these past few years, I've been thinking about the open and shut door promise found in God's word now more than ever. As many of you know, before COVID hit, CEF of Illinois here in our state was in almost 100 elementary public schools reaching Children for Christ, almost 2,500 children on a weekly basis with their after-school Good News Clubs. And then, bam! Out of the blue, COVID hit, and in 1 week, we went from 100 clubs throughout the state down to zero back in March of 2020. You know, I think the world is still figuring out what this COVID thing was all about, but from my vantage point, it was nothing less than a spiritual attack from the enemy on multiple fronts, including attack against our churches here in the United States and around the world, and to shut the gospel out any way that Satan could. But praise God, God's word and the gospel message of Jesus Christ can never be shut down. God has said that his word will have free course and will accomplish whatsoever he pleases, and that the gates of hell will not prevail against it, against his church. Slowly as COVID began to wane, especially this past year, the schools started to open back up for the Good News Clubs, region by region, district by district, or even school by school. Currently, we are now in about 30 schools with the after-school Good News Club statewide. We have seen God do a lot of good things and God-sized things during this time, including mobilizing his people and putting a burden on people's heart, including the church at large, on the importance of ministering to children and grounding the children in God's word and the gospel message. However, this year, we had an additional ministry challenge that happened here in our state in Illinois that I just want to share with you, that it opened my eyes and made me see that we are nothing less than an outright spiritual war, and that Satan is going after the front lines in our own country, our children, and he isn't playing. Back in January of 2022, the Satanic Church or Satanic Temple targeted one of our CEF after-school GNUS clubs in northern Illinois in the Quad Cities. The long and short of it is that the Satanic Church knows the equal access laws backwards and forwards, unfortunately, even better than most Christians or our own churches. The United States Supreme Court, back in June of 2001, over 20-plus years ago, they ruled in a decisive decision that a good news club has the same right to meet after school, even though it's faith-based, as any other community group. You see, just as like the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, or like Girls on the Run or YMCA can meet after school as a community group function, so can the after-school GNUS clubs. Actually, prior to COVID, Child Evangelism Fellowship nationwide was in over 5,000 schools, elementary schools, reaching over 250,000 children with the good news of the gospel. So let me ask you a question. Do you think that Satan liked that children were hearing the good news about Jesus, particularly unchurched and unsaved children were hearing the good news of the gospel after school? Well, that is a big no. So what did this Satanic Church or other atheist groups do? Well, they found a way to uptick public opinion to put pressure on the school board to seek to shut all faith-based community groups down. You see, the ruse goes like this. They knowingly target a school that has a religious or an after-school GNUS club, and then the Satan Church approaches a school board to start an after-school Satan club. That's actually what they call an after-school Satan club in that same school district or even that very school. And the goal of the Satan Church is not to start Satan school clubs all across the country. That is not their goal, but to specifically target Bible clubs or GNUS clubs or any Christian groups to get them out. Their goal is to kick up such a fuss in the community, even among the Christian community, and even a nationwide media frenzy that goes from coast to coast, that such massive pressure is put upon the school board to shut everything down after school, all community groups, in order to legally keep the after-school Satan club out. Do you see how their game is played? Instead of letting the legal framework rest in the parents' choice where all community group participation should be, and by the way, where the Satan Club wouldn't stand a chance to succeed if they left it in the parents' hand, what they do is they use the equal access literally as a devil's advocate to shut all faith-based community groups out, which is exactly what the Satan Church wanted in the first place, to keep the gospel and God's word out of the school. This is what their game plan was for the GNUS Club in the Quad Cities back in January of this year. But praise God, so far it looks like their plan did not succeed. It did not work. And in fact, it's boomeranged. It reminds me of the verse in the Bible that the gist of it says, what you meant for evil, God meant for good. In this case, God turned it for greater gospel good. So what happened? Yes, the school district was targeted by the Satanic Church, and the community got upset. In fact, they got very upset, and a nationwide media frenzy kicked off, you know, like full steam ahead. But the after-school GNUS Club with those 30 precious children that were meeting weekly in that Quad City schools, they never missed a beat. And in fact, to this day, has the full backing of the district superintendent and the whole school board. But, you know, that's not the end of the story. The Moody radio station in the Quad Cities, they called our CEF Illinois state office, and we did a brief phone interview with them to discuss the GNUS Club and the Satan Club, specifically the situation. And I shared with them then on the phone, even though it was just a few minutes, that now is not the time for the church to fall back in fear or even to fall into anger, but to move forward in faith and to gospel action. Because the truth is that the door to the public schools for the after-school GNUS clubs in this nation and this state is still wide open legally. But what God did next blew me away. It wasn't a direct result of that radio interview, I believe. Rather, it was a combination of several factors. But the end result was that a local church in that Quad Cities area that has like three satellite campuses, they reached out to our local director. His name is Larry McNeil, and he's the director of our CEF West Central chapter in that area. And after talking and meeting with them, the leadership of this local church in the Quad Cities, they decided that they wanted to adopt another elementary school to start a new after-school GNUS club this coming fall. And even possibly, because they're a satellite church with different campuses, they may even want to consider adopting a total of three different schools, one for each of their campuses. How could we have even saw that coming? I mean, praise the Lord. You know, instead of the Good News Club in the Quad Cities being shut down, it looks like God is using this spiritual satanic attack to move God's people to go out into more schools and to share the gospel with even more children. I mean, that is a God-sized thing that only God can do. For what God has said in his word is so true that what God opens, no man can shut, and what God shuts, no man can open. You know, the biblical teaching about God opening and shutting doors is not only found in the Old Testament in Isaiah 22, but also in the New Testament in the last book of the Bible in Revelation, specifically chapter 3, verses 7 through 8. In one of those letters to the churches in Revelation, to the church of Philadelphia back then, and to us today, God wants to encourage his people that in the midst of suffering, persecution, difficult times, or even outright spiritual satanic attack against his church, against his people, that God is the one who holds the keys. When Satan seeks to block the gospel door, God is the one who holds the key and can open every door. When Satan opens the door for launching an attack, a satanic, a spiritual attack, God is the same one who can shut every door to seal and protect his people in and to shut the evil one out. But what do we specifically see God doing through these open and shut doors? I was thinking about that, and really what God is doing through these open and shut doors, he is directing the ministry through open doors, and he's protecting the ministry through closed shut doors. God is directing his people, and at the same time, he is protecting his people. What a mighty, strong, and sovereign working God that we serve. You know, as I was thinking about these open and shut doors and God is the one who holds the keys, it struck me that the reason why God is in charge of all the doors is because Jesus said that he himself is the door. You know, this is God's promise to his servants back then in Isaiah 22 and to God's people, to his church today, which we may be on the very cusp of the book of Revelation. Only God knows. But God wants his people to know that the Lord Jesus Christ, it is he who came and conquered death and hell. And he, the Lord Jesus Christ, he holds the keys. And he is the one who holds open or holds shut every door. Our Lord is the one who leads and guides his people. He opens doors, he shuts doors, not only all according to his plan, but for his people's good and always for his glory. Knowing that Jesus is the door and is in charge of every door in this life that we face brings us peace and comfort. It gives us strength to stand and even to withstand during times of confusion or when it feels like the whole world is against us. Earlier this spring, our CF State Office staff went up to the Quad Cities to do a startup Good News Club training with this church as a new CEF church partnership. We had about 10 or 12 people attend, and they were all so passionate and excited about going into the school and to reach children with the good news of Jesus Christ. We appreciate your prayers because later this month, we're planning to go back to the Quad Cities to that church to conduct a training with the leadership. And then again, this fall, we'll go back to do an expanded training with additional volunteers from that church or their other satellite churches. The goal is to launch a brand new Good News Club this fall in that area or even more in the future. How all this ends with the new church context or the Satan Church targeting more Good News Clubs in Illinois or across this country, only God knows. But I'm so thankful that through these past 22 years and going forwards, that we can take God at his word, both in Isaiah 22 and through the book of Revelation, that God is the one who is in charge and he holds the keys in the opening and shutting of the doors. I want to thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and may the Lord encourage your own heart this week in resting in the assurance that God is in charge of every door. May God bless you, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me again.